Galaxy Strong Lens Perturbations, Line of Sight Halos vs Lens Subhalos, by Kiyuhin He et al. We rederive the number density of intervening line of sight halos relative to lens subhalos in Galaxy Strong Lensing observations, where these perturbers can generate detectable image fluctuations. Previous studies have calculated the detection limit of a line of sight small mass dark halo by comparing the lensing deflection angles it would cause to those caused by a subhalo within the lens. However, this overly simplifies the difference in observational consequences between a subhalo and a line of sight halo. Furthermore, it does not take into account degeneracies between an extra subhalo and the uncertain properties of the main lens. More in keeping with analyses of real-world observations, we regard a line of sight halo as detectable only if adding it to a smooth model would generate a statistically significant improvement in the reconstructed image. We find that the number density of detectable line of sight perturbers has been overestimated by as much as a factor of 2 in the previous literature. For typical lensing geometries and configurations, very deep imaging is sensitive to twice as many line of sight perturbers as subhalos, but moderate depth imaging is sensitive to only slightly more line of sight perturbers than subhalos. This was Galaxy Strong Lens Perturbations, Line of Sight Halos vs Lens Subhalos, by Kiyuhin He et al.